Welcome to the special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. On Friday, May 3rd, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of Columbus, ordained five men to the Order of the Diaconate for a diocese in Ghana, Augustine and Pofo, and for the Diocese of Columbus, Frank Brown, Michael Fulton, Seth Keller, and Gordon Mott. The deacon is called to proclaim the gospel, serve the people in celebration of the Eucharist, lead them in their public prayer, share in the celebration of baptism, bear witness to the sacrament of marriage, help celebrate the hope of the resurrection at the time of burial, and bring the consolation of the Lord to the sick, the poor, and the dying. And now we'll hear Bishop Robert J. Brennan's homily from the ordination mass.
Beloved brothers and sisters, since these our sons, who are your relatives and friends, are now to be advanced to the order of deacons, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. Strengthened by the gift of the Holy Spirit, they will help the bishop and his priest in the ministry of the word, of the altar, and of charity, showing themselves to be servants of all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and distribute the Lord's body and blood to the faithful. Furthermore, it will be their duty, at the bishop's direction, to exhort believers and unbelievers alike, and to instruct them in holy doctrine. They will preside over public prayer, administer baptism, assist at and bless marriages, bring viaticum to the dying, and conduct funeral rites. Consecrated by the laying on of hands that comes down to us from the apostles, and bound more closely to the service of the altar, they will perform works of charity in the name of the bishop or their pastor. With the help of God, they are to go about all these duties in such a way that you will recognize them as disciples of him who came not to be served, but to serve. And you, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. Today the church honors those two apostles, Saints Philip and James. These two, as their brothers, knew that friendship with Christ is paramount. Remember how Philip introduced Nathanael to the Lord. Having himself answered the call of Jesus, "Follow me," Philip then sought out Nathanael. He sought him out to tell him, "We have found the one Moses spoke of in the law and the prophets too, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And you know how when Nathanael hesitated with a little bit of skepticism, what does Philip say? "But come and see for yourself." Come and see. Indeed, for Philip, it is not enough simply to proclaim the facts, to tell the facts, but more important, to come and see, to encounter Jesus Christ, to know him, and to know his friendship personally. You are called today into a deeper friendship with Jesus Christ. Through a commitment to prayer and service, you will know Christ in new ways and walk with him in deep friendship. But, like Philip, James, and the other apostles, you will also present Christ to so many others, offering that gift of friendship that's something paramount in our lives and in what we seek to share. Indeed, you will proclaim his gospel from the pulpit in word and in deed. You are ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Recall to the question of Philip at the Last Supper. Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Show us the Father. How does Jesus answer? Jesus tells him, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, have they seen him? But what did he just do that they saw? Jesus, he set his cloak aside to wash their feet. In the same way, he set aside the garments of glory to come and live among us. And he tells his friends, you have seen the Father. You are called to live in a powerful way now. The imitation of Jesus is humble, loving service. And in that, to reveal the Lord himself. Yes, you ought to receive the garments of the office of deacon, the stole and the dalmatic. But in return, you are asked to set aside the garments of pride, selfishness, power, and greed that so pervade this world. No task is too humble or demeaning. It's not for Jesus. It's not for us. And this charism that we celebrate tonight is with you now for life. Always, brothers, always hold before you this image of Jesus, who is among us as one who serves. The love of Christ impels us. I've already seen your passion for service. I know your love for the poor and the vulnerable. Your desire to lift up and encourage people who've made mistakes and seek healing and new life. Your care for the sick and the suffering. Your outreach to the stranger, the exile, and the immigrant. And your desire that all can hear that good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, experience the joy of the gospel and the splendor of truth. And so I receive with joy and gratitude your desire to present yourselves by your own free choice for the order of the diaconate to exercise the ministry of charity. You will exercise your ministry committed to the celibate state. Know that celibacy is both a sign of pastoral charity and an inspiration to it, as well as a source of spiritual fruitfulness in the world. Compelled by the sincere love of Christ the Lord, and living in this state with total dedication, you will cling to Christ more easily with an undivided heart. You will free yourselves completely for the service of God and man and minister more effectively in the work of spiritual rebirth. Firmly rooted and grounded in faith, you are to show yourself chaste and beyond reproach before God and man, as is proper for the ministries of Christ and the stewards of God's mysteries. Never allow yourselves to be turned away from the hope offered to you by the gospel. Now, you are not only hearers of this gospel, but also its ministers. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Express by your actions the word of God which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people, brought to life by the Spirit, may be a pure offering accepted by God. And then, on the last day, when you go out to meet the Lord, you will be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of your Lord." Dear sons, before you enter the order of diaconate, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. Do you resolve to be consecrated for the church's ministry by the laying on of my hands and the gift of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you resolve to be consecrated for the church's ministry? Do you resolve to discharge the office of deacon with humble charity in order to assist the priestly order to benefit the Christian people?
I do.
Do you resolve to hold fast to the mystery of faith with a clear conscience, as the apostle urges, and to proclaim this faith in word and deed according to the gospel and the church's tradition?
I do.
Those of you who are prepared to embrace the celibate state, do you resolve to keep forever this commitment as a sign of your dedication to Christ the Lord for the sake of the kingdom of heaven in the service of God and man?
I do.
Do you resolve to maintain and deepen the spirit of prayer that is proper to your way of life, and in keeping with this spirit and whatever is required of you, to celebrate faithfully the liturgy of the hours with and for the people of God, and indeed for the whole world?
I do.
Do you resolve to conform your way of life always to the example of Christ, whose body and blood you are ministers at the altar? Do you promise respect and obedience to your ordinary?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. My dear people, let us pray that God, the all-powerful Father, will mercifully pour out the grace of his blessing on these, his servants, whom in his kindness he raises to the sacred order of the diaconate.
We now rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. God bless and have a great day.